Warning, the podcast Under the Stairs is not safe for work. We'll feature movie spoilers and language which most listeners may find offensive. Brought to you in conjunction with Legion Podcast Network. Welcome to the podcast Under the Stairs. Hi everyone and welcome to the podcast Under the Stairs. This is bonus episode number 44. This bonus episode is The Replies. That's right, the answer to the question, ladies and gentlemen, that I cast out just a couple of weeks ago. This is our response segment to the brand new movie club section as part of Challenge Teapots. This was Challenge Teapots July 2017, and we started our movie club off by asking you, the listeners, to watch Three Extremes from 2004, and if possible, send in your reviews. Now, the reviews were split up, so what I wanted was an overall grade for Three Extremes, and then what I wanted from you was to break down each segment, giving them grades and reviews as well, and then overall telling me what was your favourite and what was your least favourite from the three movies contained in Three Extremes. Now, I'll be honest with you, I gave everyone about 2 weeks in order to participate in this, and reception at the start was quite keen, and then nothing. And I maybe got a bit pissy on the Facebook group page, where I was like, "That, listen guys, I'm totally down with doing movie club. I can't wait to do more movie clubs. The reason I chose Three Extremes is it links into Basvi, the Masters of Horror, which will be coming up real soon with Takashi Miike. But ultimately, it relies on your participation. If no one comes back to me, or very few people come back to me, then is it worth carrying on, or do we just do Challenge Teapots like we were doing before? And what I didn't realise was that, very much like myself, everyone has lives. And people were like, "For fuck's sake, dude, you know, I'm working and all the rest. I will try and get around to it. I'll try and get it into you on time." And then you guys stepped up in a way which blew me away. We got 9 reviews in the space of like a day and a half. And people really poured out and started returning reviews, and they're all awesome, and thank you very much for that. And yeah, we'll do more of these. We have to do more of these. I was maybe just spitting the dummy, which is a Scottish term. It might not mean anything to Americans. It's like throwing the dolls out the pram, and I know Americans don't have prams. You have walkers, I think is what you call them, or I don't know, cribs or some shit like that. Who knows. I don't know at all, but basically you guys stepped up at the end, and yeah. So what we're going to do on this bonus episode, a very short bonus episode, but we're going to go through your reviews of Three Extremes. And like I say, we got 9, some audio, some written, so plenty of content upcoming. Just a quick reminder as well before we kick into this this Challenge Teapots, the responses section, that I will be returning on Monday, because this is dropping Thursday, midweek. But we're returning on Monday with the second instalment of our top 10 look at the 70s with 1971 and my special guest, Mr. Bo Ransdell. Oh, sexy, sexy Bo in the house. And if that wasn't enough to, you know, whet the appetite of you, dear listeners, the movies we'll be discussing are Bay of Blood, The Abominable Dr. Fibes, The Devils, Willard, Daughters of Darkness, The Short Night of the Glass Dolls, Let's Scare Jessica to Death, The House That Dripped Blood, Twins of Evil, and Cat O'Nine Tales. All coming up on that episode, dropping Monday. It's a fucking doozy, guys, honestly. It was a great show recording with Bo. Can't wait to drop that one. Coming to you on Monday. So, let's just kick into this. I'm really excited. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take my first break of the show. You're going to have promos for shows that I love. You're going to hear some music, because I'm loving shoving some tunage back in these shows. And when I return, we're going to be going through your responses, your reviews of Three Extremes from 2004. All that and more when I come back. That's going to be right after this.
Did you ever see a film at such a young age it left you traumatized with cinematic wounds?
Necrophilia.
It's a dead issue, man. Don't push it. Cinema Psyops is a weekly podcast documenting an ongoing experiment on the mind of an unwilling test subject.
No one should have to watch this movie.
Oh, no one should have to watch this.
No one should have to watch this movie.
Surprisingly, it's not a topic that a lot of people really want to tackle.
I'm shocked, prudes.
I know, really.
Right?
It's the next sexual frontier that no one wants to explore.
I am, in the most sincerest of senses, disappointed in you.
It takes a powerful goddess like Connie to jam her arm down the monster's throat and kill it. Oh, I'm still tripping out over that. Even as a kid, I was like, I gotta find a girl like that.
Every week, I get a new look of disappointment that I never thought I could get out of.
It's unimaginable. At 12 years old, you should not be watching this movie.
Obviously.
At 13, you should not be. 14, you shouldn't be. I'm not entirely sure even 17-year-olds should be watching this movie.
Just because you're offended by something doesn't mean that you have the right to demand that it doesn't exist.
Watching this film again, I had all of this like little nerd glee with everything that kept
little history
up.
Doll, yeah, popping up
absolutely.
At you.
So I totally loved this film.
Hey, I know why you know, couldn't see that. It's because your brain's warped watching this shit at 12 years old.
Yeah, this is a rough movie. I told you ahead of time when we were getting ready to do it that it was.
How
be
did
a rough
you watch
one.
This shit at 12?
Because physical wounds heal, cinematic ones don't. Listen to Cinema Psyops.
72 movies that shocked a nation and made an infamous list, the Video Nasties. Hi, I'm Duncan McLeish, and you can join me and my co-host, Andy Blockley.
Hello.
As we chat about the 72 films, reviewing them all from the Video Nasty list, live on our podcast. Tell them about it, Andy.
Okay, 1982, 20,000 films were seized in London alone because they were too nasty to be watched. Come and find out why.
That's right. The show's called Doing the Nasty Podcast. You can find it exclusively on the Horrorphilia Network of podcasts. Come and check us out.
There's a lightning storm each and every night crashing inside you. Like motorbikes, we toss and turn. Sleep so loud, grind the teeth in our empty mouths are empty. There's a forest fire burning bright, spreading quickly towards our last rites. Nowhere to run, pointless to hide. Just lay there and scream, pretending to try, pretending, intending to burn, pretending to fight at everyone. We'll be right back.
And welcome back. So let's kick this off. So these are reviews of Three Extremes from 2004. The first review I'm going to read is by my good buddy Don Doninelli, who was quick fire. He was like, I'm going to get this done. I'm reviewing about a million other movies right now for this festival that's happening on right now. You may have heard of it before. It's called Fantastic Fest. I think it was Fantastic Fest. Hopefully I got that right, but it's like that. You know what I'm going to do? Pa-pow! Send you an email with a review, which is duly what he did, and it came in rather prompt. This is what he had to say. Overall, Three Extremes stands as a rather fun and enjoyable anthology effort that serves a double purpose as being a great introduction to Asian horror. Taking three big directors at their peak and letting them film stories for an anthology makes for a solid start. And by giving us three strong, if slightly varied, entries, this is, overall, quite a fun effort. Each of the segments has something to like, and it's easy to defend them, which is a great turn for most anthologies can't claim that, since I can recognise something positive in all of them. It may not quite be a classic, but it is an underrated and undervalued anthology that should at least be given a look for fans of Asian genre cinema. His overall grade for Three Extremes is 3.5 out of 5. But now we break it down. So the first one, Dumplings. This is a rather enjoyable effort. This is based entirely on the revelation sequence, which is intense and disturbing, that feels like it gets away with a lot, as this is a dark and chilling explanation, especially after all the great work out of the burgeoning mystery of what she's using to prepare the specific dish through the first half. While the rest of it isn't all great, especially the adultery angles throughout here, which isn't all that interesting but take up a large portion of the time to get to the mild-mannered resolution, this is still a lot of fun. He gives it 4 out of 5. Next one. Cut. Frankly, this is a big hit and miss for me. The main thing about this one is the big torture sequences, which are imaginative, chilling and quite vicious, which should be no surprise coming from the mastermind at the helm. Those sequences really serve this one well and leave a lasting impression here. It becomes a little unravelled once you get to the revelation about the motive behind the kidnapping and why everyone is being held, which is somewhat stupid. But that's not a big issue, as it really should be. 3.5 out of 5. And the last one, The Box. Probably my least favourite of the show, but overall this has some solid work at its heart. The sprawling cinematography and sweeping sensuality of the piece creates a really striking mood, and the atmosphere of the first half, when we get to the backstory as the two sisters performing ballerina routines from cum to jealousy, from misappropriated preference towards their father, and the resulting encounter one day unleashed by an accident that consumes one in a hellish blaze, is a special touch. The pacing is a little off, with long sections of wordless moments that pass by are just dull and lifeless, so little of it feels like a horror. Yet overall, this one has some decent moments to like overall. 3.5 out of 5. Thank you very much for that, Don. That is an amazing review. And we're not far off. I think me and you are kinda in the same boat, except I love The Box. What, oh dear child, what is it? No, you're not Pinhead anymore. You're not Pinhead. That retro really took it out of me, ladies and gents. And up next, Chad P. Yeah, Chad sent his in. Says Three Extremes, 3.5 out of 5, released in 2004. Three Extremes is a collaborative effort between three Asian horror movie directors, Fruit Chan, Park Chan Wook, and Takashi Miike. Let's get into this. He says Dumplings is 3.5 out of 5. A once well-known actress, Lee, is losing her looks and lust for life. Lee finds and pays Aunt May, a woman who has found the secret of youth, to make her special dumplings to reverse Lee's aging. After eating the dumplings, Lee has to deal with the consequences. This is my favourite of the three. While this concept has been done plenty of times, Chan does little things differently. It is known early on what Aunt May is using, her special dumplings, and this is treated and acted normally to great effect. Instead of making Aunt May some creepy hag-like pumpkin head, she is played as someone who is hyper and loves what she does, and Lee is just looking for a fix, normal enough. What makes this eerily effective is the viewer waiting to see how the special ingredients is obtained, and waiting to see the final consequences of Lee's addictions. The next one, cut by Chan Wook Park, 3 out of 5. A young director is kidnapped and held captive while an extra from his films tortures his wife. Out of the three, this is not only the bloodiest, which I love and appreciate, but also has the best cinematography. The only problem I have with cut is the reason why the young director is kidnapped. It seems a little off and it feels like there is an underlying point, but it's weakly made. While all the actors play their parts to great effect, I actually found the child who doesn't say a word had all the emotion they needed in their face. Unfortunately, I couldn't get past the weak story to make the action have a greater effect on me. Here we go, this is the final one of the three extremes. It's Box by Takashi Miike, 2.5 out of 5. A small girl who works as a circus performer kills her twin sister and their guardian when she believes that their guardian loves her sister more than her. I would say Box fits nicely into the paranoid ghost story genre, which is unfortunately my least favourite subgenre of horror, and it's also why I graded it so low. While the main character struggles with the guilt of killing her sister and their guardian, you do feel the closing sense of paranoia that the director wants you to feel for the main actress, but I have trouble caring about her, which is totally blameless on my biases. If you're into this particular subgenre of horror, I believe that you will probably give it a higher score. Chad concludes, I gave Three Extremes a 3.5 out of 5 on the old school Netflix grade. I would have liked there to be an underlying story between the three shorts, but I understand why they didn't, as it leaves the directors unrestrained to go wherever they want. What makes this film work is the obvious skill set of the storytellers, along with their themes on which they play on. There isn't just one theme like most of these usual collections, but vanity, envy, and paranoia are the three extremes I believe the title references, and it does them beautifully. Thank you very much for that, Chad. That was fucking awesome, sir. Up next is an audio entry by a new podcaster, but old school podcast Under the Stairs listener. This is Vanessa McHenry, and she's part of the BD Clinic, which is now exclusively on Legion Podcast Network. Let's listen to what Vanessa had to say about Three Extremes.
Hello, Duncan. It's Vanessa. Just a quick message about Three Extremes. You hit a lot of points that I would have made, so I'm going to try not to repeat myself too much. I'm glad you covered this. I've enjoyed this film since I saw it during its original theatrical run. It made me happy then. It makes me happy now. Seriously, no matter how many times I watch it, overall, I would say it's 4.5 stars. It's a strong set of individual pieces that nicely complement each other. That said, I do think that cut is the weakest link. And for that reason, I think it's best between the other two really strong stories. I enjoy it, but it just drags a little bit too much for me. Inevitably, between viewings, I forget details of the story, which is not necessarily a good thing. I don't know, it just feels like it could be cut down a little bit. Still beautiful to look at, though. And I put that 4 stars. Box is actually the best piece when you consider story, pacing, and cinematography. And I'm not just saying that because I'm a Miike fan. The overall mood is so unsettling, and placing it last in the trilogy of segments, I think, only adds to that. It's just kind of a tonal shift, and it leaves you a little bit hanging, and the fact that it's more supernatural and it's the progression that leads up to that makes sense as far as a placement. But I have to give that 4.5 stars. It never ceases to draw me in. Now, Dumplings is easily my favorite. It just has this wicked sense of humor, and combine that with the gender politics, you've got two elements that are just going to draw me into any story. And maybe that's just because I'm sick and wrong. That's entirely possible. But I've also seen the feature-length version of this, but the pacing and editing work better here in the shorter form. It just keeps the story tight, and that makes it, I think, more impactful. But I give that 4.5 stars. So that's what I have to say. Short, sweet, to the point. I could have expanded more, but yeah, short to the point. Until next time, leaders of luscious lemurs, bye.
And thank you very much to Vanessa for sending that in. Do love a bit of Vanessa's sexy voice. And hopefully, God willing, I will be over in New York at the end of this year. And if so, looking forward to hooking up with Vanessa, getting a couple of drinks in. She'll show me all the deviant places in New York, hopefully. Right, before we take a break here, the final audio clip that we're going to play came in from our good buddy Myron Schmidt. Let's hear what Myron had to say about Three Extremes.
Good morning, Duncan. This is Myron. Hope all is well, and apologies for the lateness of this. Movie Club, which, incidentally, I love this idea in spite of my targetness, is Three Extremes. Overall, it's a very solid film. I rated it a 3.5. That's got a lot to do with my least liked short. The one I liked the most was Fruit Chan's Dumplings. I found it to be really uncomfortable to watch just because of the subject matter, but it's an interesting lesson in life's consequences. Every action has potential consequences, and one may want to consider it before one tries to change things. But yeah, I gave that one a 4. I thought it was really well done, really well shot. The story was really, really good. I've avoided the movie thus far just because I think it's such a good short that I'm afraid the movie will spoil it. But that's just kind of how I am. My least favorite, which surprised me, was Park Chan-wook's Cut. I rated that one a 2. The first time I saw this movie, I really like this one, even a little bit more than Takashi Miike's, but on subsequent rewatches, this one just keeps going down and down and down. I find it so slow. It's one of those almost one and done's for me, but repeated rewatches just don't make the cut on this one. And in fact, Miike's short actually gets better and better. So yeah, this one ended up plummeting to a whole 2. It just gets so draggy in the middle, and then, you know, the whole ending is just a little bonkers for me. I'm okay to suspend disbelief right along with the next guy, but the ending to the cut just doesn't play out as well for me. But anyways, that's my thoughts on Three Extremes. I hope you'll do this again. Cheers, Duncan. Talk to you soon.
And thank you very much, Myron, for sending that. And how could I not do this again? You guys are fucking awesome. Absolutely awesome. Right, we're going to take a very short break. When we come back, we still have some more written reviews and we have some more audio clips, audio reviews coming up. But that is coming up after this break.
This is a distress call from across time and space. I am Babs, the automated biological support system for the humanoid known as the Witch. Witch vs. the Doomsday Clock is the weekly chronicle of his fight for survival and entertainment on the junk heap of the future. Episodes are transmitted in 15-minute pulses across the dimensional divide weekly for your listening pleasure. As you will learn, the future is not set in stone, and a flux capacitor is a girl's best friend. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, SoundCloud, TuneIn, and on your Android device. Come join the rest of the Meat Popsicles in our Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/witch vs the doomsday clock. The replicant known as Witch can be found on Twitter, Facebook, Tumblr and Instagram by searching for THEWYCH. The Witch vs. the Doomsday Clock is a proud member of the Legion Podcast Network. Now in the words of Lord Humongous,
just walk away, and there will be an end to the horror.
The quiet kid has come to stay. What did he say? He says, I'm lonely, says I'm lonely. I'll tell you everything I know. What do you know? He says, I'm hopeless, says I'm hopeless. And that's why I can't send you Christmas cards. It's why I had to keep you in the dark. Last big words and more exclamation marks.
Welcome back, ladies and gents. Right, this is the second half of Movie Club, Challenge Teapots, July 2017, with your reviews of Three Extremes. Up next, let's get some counterbalance. At the moment, we've had positive reviews across the board. You guys have been loving it. Different degrees of how you think these sit. Some people agreeing with me that Box is the best. Some people opting for Dumplings. Some people, you know, kind of siding with me on cuts and inconsistencies, and people liking it or disliking it because of that. Let's go to a review which does not hold to the same standards as everyone else. This is our good buddy Ryan Cushing. He says, greetings, Duncan. Podcast has been top-notch as usual, and I was very excited to participate in the Teapots Movie Club. At least, I was, until I saw this fucking film. Here we go. Dumplings. Actress desperate to hold on to her youth, eats magic youth-restoring dumplings cooked by batshit crazy lady, then stopped by Jason Statham in Crank 2. The cook insists on singing about her hometown like a Japanese Bruce Springsteen, whilst actress eats, irritating. Actress is somehow shocked to discover that dumplings contain human fetuses, but gets over it real fast. Desperate to speed up the restoration process, she eats a more fully formed fetus, which makes her look younger. We are led to believe I saw no difference in the woman's appearance throughout the film, though. An unfortunate side effect is she now smells like a barrel of shit. After the dumpling cook hightails it out of town to avoid police, the actress, who is now pregnant, gives herself an abortion in a tub so she can eat her own fetus. Also, she has grown a very long tongue. Grade 1. Cut. Disgruntled film extra of Doug successful. I love this fucking review of it, Ryan, honestly. This had me in tears earlier on. Successful film director and his wife. Has wife strung up in a marionette on strings over a piano with a setup so complex Jim Henson himself couldn't have pulled off. The director is tethered to the wall. A young girl is revealed to be on the couch. The director is told every 5 minutes his wife will have a finger cut off unless he strangles the child. Things escalate. The extra yells threats and maims the wife. The director admits to adultery, insults the wife, and drops his pants and farts in front of the extra. Eventually, the extra clumsily trips, lands on the marionette strings, and the wife rips out his throat with his teeth. The little girl, who's been revealed to be the extra's son in drag, swears street revenge on the director and wife. The director has now completely lost the plot and strangles his wife, mistaking her for the little girl boy. As the short began, I actually said out aloud, at least it can't be worse than dumplings. This is worse than dumplings. Grade 1. The final, Box. A short begins by telling me that this is a film by Takashi Miike. I've seen Audition, so now I'm intrigued. I'm not going to even attempt to describe this one. It's very abstract, a surreal mixture of imagery centering around the circus magic tricks and child molestation. The entire thing feels like a nightmare from start to finish. 3. On the whole, I would rather see my mother get bashed in the face with a snow shovel than watch the first 2 segments of this film ever again. I wasn't blown away by Box, but I have been thinking about it quite a bit since seeing it, and I feel that after watching the other 2, I was just in a poor frame of mind to judge it on its own merits. As for the other 2, Dumplings seemed like a desperate to shock, but just bored me. Not sure about the director's intent and the commentary on stem cell research, or if this was just a telling of a cannibal tale that I just don't care for. Fuck that movie cut, which is basically a Saw film without the clever traps or even the faintest connection with reality. Overall, I give this a 2. I will be looking forward to rewatching Box with a clear head, but shit on the rest of this movie. Thanks for the Baz V Horror shirts and keep up the good work. And thank you for your review, Ryan. Well, there you go. I didn't mean to put you through that, but I will say that you having watched a movie that maybe you didn't like has led to probably one of my favourite written reviews I've ever read. It was absolutely brilliant. Thank you very much for sending that in, Ryan. Right, to the next written review. It's from our good buddy Gav Taylor. Gav says, Dumplings is definitely the most extreme out of the 3 stories. There are some really graphic scenes in this, and the DIY abortion scene at the end made me gag slightly. However, it was the sound design that really got under my skin. Even if you wanted to avert your eyes from all the baby munching, there's no way of getting away from all that crunching and slurping. It's a well-crafted story which escalates to a satisfyingly grisly end. Even though this was my least favourite of the 3 stories, I would still give it a solid 3.5 out of 5. Cut is another well-crafted story. I really liked the setup and the development of the story, and it kept me interested throughout. I didn't mind the humour too much, and I think it juxtaposed the harshness of the violence just fine. The other thing that stood out to me was some great camera movement. This is my second favourite section, and I give it a 4 out of 5. Box slows down a bit, beautifully shot and a subtle score that complements the imagery perfectly. The use of colour is amazing, from the cold blue palette of Kyoko as an adult to the fiery red palette of that as a child. It's truly a feast for the eyes. You can't have a Japanese ghost story without creepy ghost child imagery, and it executes it perfectly. The elevator scene where the sister rises up is especially haunting. I will admit that, even after a second watch, I still don't fully understand the ending, but this takes away nothing from the enjoyment of this section. This is my favourite segment and it comes in at a 4.5 out of 5. Overall, I would give Three Extremes a solid 4 out of 5. All three segments are killer with no filler. I've ranked them lowest first dumplings to highest last box, but to be fair, there isn't a lot between them. Each story is unique and kept me interested for different reasons. It's definitely a film I will be telling people about. Cheers, Gav Taylor. Thank you very much, Gav, for that. Once again, I think me and Gav kind of on point with that one. Right, on to our next audio clip that was submitted. I do like the audio clips, and this one came in from our good buddy Lee Russell at They Must Be Destroyed On Site podcast. Let's see what Lee has to say about Three Extremes.
Hello, Duncan. This is Lee Russell from They Must Be Destroyed On Site, and I am going to do my review of Three Extremes for the movie club. Take into account that this is my very first time watching this film, and my knowledge of Asian horror is extremely specialized and spotty at best, so there's probably a lot of stuff I did not pick up on, but at the same time, I really, really enjoyed it. If I was to give it an overall Netflix grading, as you asked, I would probably give this a 4.5 out of 5. Now, as for the individual segments, looking at the very first dumplings, this is probably one of the more disturbing and provocative and just outright twisted pieces of horror cinema I have ever seen. I'm definitely going to revisit this and rewatch it. I'd never seen the remake that was done for what, Masters of Horror, I think it was. I've never seen that version of this, but this was enough right here. This was incredibly disturbing. I just feel menace from the very beginning of this. There's this tone of menace and unease. There's so much deep social commentary in this that it's hard to really touch on one thing. It seems to just move all over the map and find every possible uncomfortable thing you can think of in regards to women and their bodies. I mean, there's obviously the sort of anti-abortion, anti-stem cell discussion going on here, the pros and cons of that, wrapped up in just vanity and how far people will go for self-improvement, plastic surgery, people coveting youth and longevity by consuming that very thing. The woman's right to choose. Even incest in this. Extremely, extremely disturbing. I think the most disturbing moment in this for me, though, was when our main character is eating the dumplings. And just the sound design for this was very unnerving. Just listening to her crunch into those dumplings and knowing why it's making that crunching sound, knowing what's in those dumplings that is crunching, was just almost stomach-turning. Uncomfortable topics to talk about, and I don't believe it necessarily takes a stance either way. It really leaves a lot of this stuff open on the table for you to consider yourself. I am pro a woman's right to choose, but then it goes further into the argument about how long before what's growing inside a woman is actually a baby and another human life, and is it acceptable then to take it out? It's very, very thought-provoking, very unnerving, and I really, really enjoyed it, and I really want to dig into it a couple more times and really see if I can draw some more conclusions and ideas from it. So, yeah, that was really, really good. That is getting a full-on 5 out of 5 from me. And by the way, the individual scores I give for these three segments, I didn't necessarily average them out in my mind when I gave my overall score for the actual movie. So I don't know if necessarily the average is going to work out here when we're all said and done, when we tally up all the scores, but whatever. Next, we'll move on to Cut. This is what Park Chan-woo, I believe, did this. And, of course, I know him from Old Boy. This is probably the weakest segment in the film for me. It definitely draws on that sort of torture porn kind of trend. There's a deep psychological torture aspect to this thing. And it's just mixed with this visceral visual style to it. Very, very uncomfortable. Very just gross. Really gross and kind of tragic at the end. I think this one lacks a bit of narrative depth, though. There's a lot of sort of the same kind of tragic, kind of unnerving themes touched upon here that you see in, like, Old Boy. But Old Boy has a far more deeper narrative thread to it that is much more interesting. I think this one's a little shallow, a little hollow. I did question at the end whether the child had any sort of maybe latent psychic ability of some sort. I'm not sure. Maybe it's just me that picked up on this. Maybe I'm just totally mistaken. But the little kid mentioned something about going to take revenge. It seems like there was some sort of slight vengeance angle there, where maybe the kid was making him see his wife as him, so he would strangle her and get revenge for her killing his father. I don't know, that's just a giant leap there, but I was just kind of wondering why the child would say anything if that wasn't the case. So, I don't know. So there might be something a little bit deeper going on there, something slightly supernatural, but I don't know. But yeah, I thought this one was, visually it was great, and it was unnerving, like the first film, not as unnerving, of course, but I think it was a little bit more shallow than the other segments in this film. And so that's where I'm going to give that a 3.5 out of 5. That's where I'm going to sit with that one. And also, I apologize for any background noise that you're hearing. I got my window open. I've got my fan going. It's hot as balls here today, so it wasn't an option to turn the fan off or close the window. Sorry. And finally, Box, Takashi Miike, big fan of his. And this was really interesting. Very surreal, very dreamlike imagery. I really like the idea of a ghost story seemingly playing out in a woman's dreams, sort of as a result of just kind of her fantasy of what her life would be like if she was actually separated from her conjoined twin. Very, very disturbing image at the end where you see the big reveal and the fact that her twin is obviously hasn't aged like she has. That's also quite disturbing. Just the imagery of doppelgangers alone, that sort of thing is usually pretty effective in just making things really creepy. I think Takashi Miike knows some of Sigmund Freud's tenets of the uncanny, where doubles and doppelgangers just inherently unnerve us. So there is a bit of that in the film. I like it. It plays out a really effective ghost story, but turns it on its head. And when you find out that it's not quite a ghost story, at least not in the traditional sense, it doesn't feel cheap. Like, sometimes when a movie ends on, oh, it's just a dream, it feels very cheap. But when she wakes up, you discover the reality is even more just kind of tragic and horrific in certain ways. And it really is an effective kind of beat at the end there. So, yeah, I really like this one, too. This is another one I need to revisit. I'm going to rewatch this movie, definitely. This is the other one I'm really looking forward to revisiting again. And who knows, I might get more out of Cut a second time around. But as it stands, Box is going to get a 4 out of 5 for me here. And I thought it was really, really good. My estimation of that one might go up after revisiting it a couple more times. But there you go, Duncan. I gave Three Extremes a 4.5 out of 5 overall, Dumplings a 5 out of 5, Cut a 3.5 out of 5, and Box a 4 out of 5. I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed watching this film. It creeped me out in all the right ways, and I look forward to listening to everybody else's review. And have yourself a good one, Duncan. I look forward to the episode. Cheers. Bye-bye.
And thank you very much, Lee Russell, from the Must Be Destroyed On Sight podcast, the podcast that I truly love. They cover some fantastic genre fare. Very, very much worth your time checking it if you haven't checked them out yet. And check out the episode that Lee was on as well, most recently, where we had a ton of fun talking about two movies that were loosely connected by Savini, but are well worth your time. But where to go next? What to do next? Let's do another written one. This is from Greg Cummings. He says, "Hey Duncan, sorry this is so last minute, but That is basically how I do everything. Fair play to you, Greg. I think I do the same, to be honest. Every time someone's like, yay, we're having an anniversary show, send something, I'm like, yeah, I've got 3 weeks to do that. That's cool. I can knock something together in 3 weeks. And then, like, the night of the closing date, I'm like, oh, fuck, 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 fuck. Exactly like that. I don't send that to them though, because some shows are not explicit and can't use that. Anyway, Greg says, I've seen the feature length Dumpling before, but I am familiar with all three directors, but this film was the first time that I viewed it. I found this to be a highly satisfying watch and would recommend it to any Asian horror fan. I would give Three Extremes a 4 out of 5 stars rating on the now defunct Netflix scale. Here we go. He says, Dumplings, as I mentioned, I'd seen this feature, and after watching this short, I don't feel a feature was necessary. The story may work better as a shorter package. This is a seriously disturbing segment due to the subject matter and not the gore. The crunching of the tiny bones sends chills down my spine still. In my mind, Dumplings could actually be taking place in our reality right now, and the most distressful aspect of the story may well be that Bailing's singing voice and dance. While I believe Fruit Chan is an excellent director, I found this visually to be the least interesting of the three. I rate Dumplings a 4.5 stars. Cut. This segment is a wonderfully over-the-top take on the well-treaded territory. Park Chan-wook brings a quirky visual style to the Saw genre, mixing brilliantly practical effects with a story that I felt invested in. The set design may actually be my favourite aspect of the film. It's such a unique concept. Cut is definitely my favourite segment visually. If it was shot in a way that makes you pay attention to what is happening on the screen, I could do without the anime-style hijinks, gags, and the ending kind of falls apart. But overall, I enjoyed it. I rate Cut 4 stars. Here we go. Box. While the visuals here are stunning and on a technical level it may surpass Cut, but I found myself not caring for much other than the visuals. Takashi Miike can direct. That cannot be argued, but I simply could not get into the actual story being told. I don't know if it was the implied paedophilia that turned me off, or if it was that surreal atmosphere that had me believing it was some sort of dream all from the start. I admit I did not see the end coming and do not regret watching this one, but this is not the segment I have an urge to revisit anytime soon. I rate Box 3.5 stars. I love the challenge and thank you for all you do. Thank you very much, Greg, for submitting that. And once again, scoring, believe it or not, overall, we're all kind of in the same ballpark, apart from Ryan. Once again, apologise profusely, Ryan. Hopefully the next movie club, I will pick a movie that gets you rigid. Rigid with horniness and not terror, sir. You see what I did there? Hi-yo. Right. I don't know what's happening. I'm far too hyper tonight. Thursdays is going to be a train wreck. I can already tell. Train wreck up a coming. Which brings us to our final entry. Our final one that came in from the fantastic David Watson. Now, David runs a little podcast, which you should all be checking out as well, and join his Facebook group page. I checked this out recently, and I was actually annoyed at how little people are actually on that page that should be listening to that show now. So do yourself a favour. Go across to Watch, Read, Listen podcast group. What I'll do is I will post the link for it in the Facebook group page for Teapots, and go across and show this podcast page some love, and give some love to the podcast as well. It's a really, really good one. David's been checking us out for ages now. It feels like an age that David's been checking out podcasts under the stairs, and this is what David had to say about Three Extremes.
Hello, Duncan. Hello, everybody else under the stairs. This is David T. Watson talking about Three Extremes. Now, I didn't get a chance to rewatch this movie, and I made a point of saying rewatch for a reason, because I remember seeing this movie when it first came out. This luckily hit me at the right time when I had just started getting into both Park Chan-wook and Takashi Miike. So for me, it was one of those things where I got to really was like, it was the main reason that I ended up picking up the disc, the double disc in the first place. Now, something that I wanted to kind of touch on in terms of like thinking about these movies. was something that Duncan said about what three films, like putting them in order of like which one do we like, which like least, which one do we like best. So I'm kind of going off of my like memory. So first, out of all of the films, I would say Box by Takeshi Miike is my least favorite, in that it's probably the one that I remember the least. In terms of memorability, definitely is the one that I just don't remember anything about it. In terms of second favorite, would probably, so I'd give Box probably a 2 out of 5 on the Netflix score. In terms of second would be Dumplings. I thought Dumplings was pretty effective. I like the twist and I really enjoyed like the short overall. Dumplings was pretty effective. If I remember correctly, it mildly grossed me and my friends out when we first watched it. I definitely would get Dumplings probably a 3.5 out of 5. And then my favorite was definitely Cut by Chan-wook Park, or Park Chan-wook, however we want to say his name. I remember that's one of those ones where I have to like give a mild caveat in that I thought stylistically it was the best of the three. That could be because I think Park Chan-wook is a more stylistic director, and that might have won me over. It's one of the reasons that I really love his movies. I don't think that's something that is purely a hallmark of all of his movies. And I think that the idea of a filmmaker being sort of abducted by this extra and being put through these trials is fairly effective. Overall, for Three Extremes, I have to definitely give it I'd say a 3.5 out of 5, maybe close to a 4. I'm kind of on the fence. I really love the movie overall, and it's definitely a movie that, like I said, like the cut segment specifically is what's always stuck with me. And I feel like I kind of cheated because I didn't have a chance to re-watch the full movie before seeing this review. Sorry, dad duties got in the way. But I do think Three Extremes was a good idea for a choice for the movie club. I actually like the idea of doing a movie that you select, Duncan, if I had to throw that out there to everybody. Where you kind of are making people kind of get out of their comfort zones and watch a movie. So I definitely think this is an idea that you should do again. I saw your post earlier too, so I thought kind of comment on that and say that I think that was a great idea in terms of making people kind of jump out of something that they haven't really watched before and maybe tie it into what you're going to do with Baz V Horror with Miike coming up soon. But yeah, that's all I have. This is David. So I'll talk to you guys later.
And thank you very much to David Watson for sending that clip in. And like I say, go and show his podcast page some love. I've posted it on the Facebook group page today, the day of this episode dropping. So go and show him some love. And thank you very much to David and every single person that submitted a review. Like I said, I maybe got my panties in a bit of a twist when things weren't coming in as quick as I thought. But you guys certainly made up for it. And I can't thank everyone enough who checked out. I know some people actually did check out the movie and didn't get a chance to write a review because they've been really busy, and thank you very much for doing that. And I look forward to doing one of these again. I think we're going to roll one next month as well, which I think is going to be a ton of fun. I'm going to pick something a little bit different from what we've done, but hopefully one that we can all get on board with, and I look forward to hearing what you guys have to say about that as well. But I'm going to take my last break of the show. When I come back, I'm closing it out right after this.
You're listening to the podcast Under the Stairs.
And you've been listening to the podcast Under the Stairs. This has been bonus episode number 44 with your responses to the movie club for the Challenge Teapots, July 2017. We've been listening to your reviews of Three Extremes from 2004. Thank you once again to everyone that submitted a review and everyone that's been taking part on the action on the Facebook group page. It's been a ton of fun. Expect the announcement for the next Movie Club movie to land essentially next week. And we'll give you a couple of weeks to hunker down, consume and review for the show. We have another episode coming in just a few days. Monday drops the second part of our top 10 run, the summer top 10 series of shows, looking at the top 10 best movies in the horror category for the 1970s using the Noah's Ark rules. Only two movies can go through each episode. The next episode is 1971, and I've got my good buddy Bo Ransd along with me. It's a fantastic show, and we cover Bay of Blood, The Abominable, Dr. Fibes, The Devils, Willard, Daughters of Darkness, The Short Night of the Glass Dolls, Let's Scare Jessica to Death, The House That Dripped Blood, Twins of Evil, and Cat O'Nine Tails. Ooh, this has been a ton of fun, and you guys are going to hear this episode pretty quick because it's going to be edited and shoved out really quick, and then I'm going to be live streaming on the Facebook group page for another Thursday, which you can only see if you're on the Facebook group page, facebook.com/groups/TPutzClass. We are so tantalizingly close to the 500 members now. I think it's scary. I think we're about 10 off it. So hopefully by the next time we do another one of these records, we will have 500 strong on the Facebook group page. But there is a multitude of ways to check out our podcast, the podcast Under the Stairs. If you listen to us on Apple Podcasts, please rate and review us. If it's 5 stars, for example, the more of those ratings we get, the higher the iTunes charts were pushed for people to come across and check out the show. But the reviews themselves are super important because people click in. If you're like me, there's so many podcasts out there now. Why would I want to listen to this one show? I check out what people are saying about it, and if people's opinions rate with my sense of humour and the sort of stuff I'm interested with, I'll download that sucker. So please, if you get a chance, leave us some reviews over on Apple Podcasts. Also, you can check us out on Stitcher Smart Radio, you can check us out on SoundCloud, check us out on Google Play and TuneIn. Check our website out, tputzcast.com. We have a new blog posting out. We'll be doing one a week every week now, covering the movie releases for the top 10 series. And next week, there will be a brand new newsletter dropping with a competition to win those 2 Baz DVDs that he showed you on the last Thursday a week ago. So they will be up in the very next newsletter, so keep your eyes peeled for a chance to win them. They will be signed. I don't know how Baz will sign them. Really, that's the reason you want to win them, because the movies themselves, not that great, but signed by the Baz makes you want to have them. You can interact with the Baz through the twin prongs of social media sexiness, which is Instagram and Twitter. Both can be followed at TPutzCast. Right, I'm going to get out of here. So much stuff to do, show to edit, live stream to do. It's only Thursday, and then we've got another show out in a couple of days. So wherever you are, whatever the time zone is, and whatever you're up to in this big, big, big bad world, please take care of yourselves out there. Thank you very much for taking part in this challenge, T-Putz. And this is Duncan McLeish broadcasting live from Under the Stairs, and I'm signing off.
wanted it all. You wanted the world. You wanted it all. I'm ready for war, my exoskeleton. I'm not a passenger, I am the carrier. I know this vessel will withstand all of your mechanism. I thought you figured out, I thought you figured out. You won't break my it's